Ahead of the Czech Republic's EU presidency, the government decided to put together a programme of over 700 different cultural activities to mark the presidency. And of course, a lot of them have been taking place here in Prague. But another major centre of activity has been Brussels and the Czech Centre in Brussels, perhaps more specifically. So the head of that organisation, Petr Polivka, is a rather busy man at the moment. And when I met him last week, he told me about one of the most recent activities that the Czech Centre was undertaking.
This is such a photo exhibition of Mariánské Lázně, and it's 200 years anniversary. This even, I don't know, we've spoken about it. It's about a year ago with former director of Brussels representation of Karlovy Vary region, Mr. Werner Naumann, and I'm very happy that we can welcome them, Mariánské Lázně, all the officials from Mariánské Lázně in the Czech Centre.
And what else do you do here in this Czech Centre in Brussels? What sort of cultural programme do you have?
Now, you know, we are in the time of presidency of the Czech Republic to the European Union, and we are giving about 60 events, only Czech Center in Brussels, about 60 events during these 6 months. And even now, you can see, unfortunately, no other way, this exhibition is given in the other exhibition, which is dedicated to František Drtigol, maybe most famous Czech photographer of all the times.
So you're a rather busy man at the moment.
I'm fine. I like it. I'm happy because these are very nice events. All of them are planned by myself, which is, you know, it's nice. I like it. We are very busy, that's true, but it's our job.
And is it drastically more work now that the Czech presidency is on in Brussels?
I wouldn't say it's drastically more, but I would say the events we prepared for the presidency are much more difficult to prepare. You know, so we are working much more than usually, but yeah.
That's why are they more difficult?
These are projects which are more complicated, you know. So, for instance, the last of them is the concert of the Czech Philharmonic, and it was necessary to find about 3 million crowns for the concert, you know. So it's rather complicated.
All right. Have you noticed as well that during the Czech EU presidency, a new audience have been coming to the events? Has it raised awareness of things like Czech culture, this Czech EU presidency?
I would say, first of all, I would like to say that since the beginning of my sojourn in Brussels, I noted that Belgians are very, very interested in the Czech Republic, which is very nice. I like it, and so it's very pleasant to work there. And the other thing is that during the presidency, since the presidency started, the audience is much larger, I would say. There are many Belgians, for sure, the officials from European Union, etc., and even Czechs, for sure, because we are many in Brussels, you know.
In a city as multicultural and as international as Brussels, where you can hear sort of several languages just sort of walking down the street, do you find that the Czech Centre has sort of more competition, that it's kind of everyone has a cultural base here, and it's difficult for you to compete and get the crowds in here?
That's true. Sometimes that's difficult even for me because you know, you are feeling like you are doing something which is superfluous, and there's plenty of events, and even Belgians are organizing plenty of concerts, never mind everything. And so sometimes it's difficult, but I would say it's the problem for me. Now I have no time to look around me, you know, so I'm working on my job, and it works, which is fine. I'm happy.
A happy man. That was Petr Polivka, head of the Czech Centre in Brussels, and he was speaking to Rosie Johnson. And we'll have more from Brussels.